This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Pay and benefits for workers have been growing at the slowest pace in 2.5 years. But the increase has still been mostly healthy. That's the take from numbers just out from the Labor Department. House Republicans don't like the way the Homeland Security Secretary is doing his job. Overnight, the Homeland Security Committee voted to move impeachment articles targeting him to the full House.
Lawmakers debated until just after 1 a.m. this morning before members of the Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to recommend 2 articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans argue Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the border being secure and refused to enforce immigration laws. Committee Chairman Mark Green of Tennessee.
We cannot allow this man to remain in office any longer.
Border security has become a top 2024 election issue. Representative Eric Swalwell was one of the Democrats arguing that the vote was motivated by politics.
One man's petty grievances.
The charge against a cabinet official is rare, something not seen in nearly 150 years. Mayorkas did not testify on his own behalf, but wrote a pointed letter saying we need a legislative solution and only Congress can provide it. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged about 200 prisoners of war each today, the countries say. Iran is promising a strong response if the U.S. attacks in any way. President Biden's linked Tehran to the drone killings of 3 U.S. soldiers in Jordan, but we don't know yet about any specific U.S. plans to retaliate.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack, but there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Now to the art world and a Russian billionaire. The AP's Julie Walker with this story.
A Russian billionaire loses his art fraud lawsuit against the auction house Sotheby's. Dmitry Rybolovlev had sued Sotheby's, alleging the auction house helped his Swiss art dealer cheat him out of over $160 million through huge markups. Sotheby's said it followed all legal, financial, and industry standards. It took the jury in New York just a few hours on Tuesday to side with Sotheby's. Rybolovlev spent $2 billion building his art collection using dealer Yves Bouvier, who bought the works from Sotheby's and resold them to Rybolovlev. They settled a separate suit in December. Julie Walker, New York.
One of the world's largest publishers, Simon & Schuster, is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.